The arrival of another invasive species is bad news for honeybees. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
It's the first time this enemy of the honeybee has been spotted in the United States. Agricultural officials in Washington State have issued a pest alert and a warning about a possible infestation of the Asian giant hornet. The Asian giant hornet, with its yellow head, can be nearly 2 inches long, with a wingspan of 3 inches and a stinger that's about 6 millimeters long. The hornets feed on honeybees and can quickly destroy an entire hive. It's presumed these hornets were probably stowaways on a ship that crossed the Pacific. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And if jolly old St. Nick hasn't made it to your neighborhood, remember, you can track Santa through the North American Aerospace Defense Command as they're tracking him as he makes his Christmas Eve journey across the globe at NORADSanta.org. This is USARadio.com.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Police have arrested more than 200 people and seized several high-powered weapons after a major drug bust in North Philadelphia. The arrest happened over the course of several days. Officials reportedly received tips from people about drug deals happening right in front of them. Police said 200 people were arrested on drugs and weapon violations. Police, working with federal drug enforcement agents and the FBI, confiscated drugs including cocaine, crack, marijuana, heroin, and other hard drugs with a street value of more than $700,000, and they also seized over $150,000 in cash. Boeing's CEO Dennis Muilenburg was fired a week after the company announced it planned to suspend production of its troubled 737 MAX airplanes, which were grounded after two crashes killed 346 people. Muilenburg, who had been CEO since 2015, will be replaced by Boeing chairman David Calhoun. Boeing stock jumped more than 3% immediately after the announcement. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A 7-year-old boy with autism and his 17-year-old sister from Idaho have now been missing for more than 3 months, and the FBI believes they're in serious danger. The children's disappearance could be connected to the death of their stepfather's former wife, according to investigators. The children's mother, Lori Vallow, and stepfather, Chad Daybill, have been uncooperative and have now vanished themselves. The children were last seen in Rexburg, Idaho on September 23rd, but investigators only discovered they were missing while investigating the death of Daybill's ex-wife. Tammy Daybill died in her home on October 19th. She was initially thought to have died of natural causes, but later, under investigation, the local sheriff determined her death is suspicious. Her body has been exhumed for an autopsy, and those results are pending. There are less Chinese restaurants in the United States than there were 5 years ago. And USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains why.
Restaurant sector analysts say as owners of Chinese restaurants prepare for retirement, their children are not so excited about taking over the family business. Original owners are generally from China, while their kids have been raised in the U.S., and many have gone to college and pursued other careers. According to Yelp, the percentage of Chinese restaurants in the top 20 metro areas is at 6.5% compared to 7.3% 5 years ago. That translates to 1,200 fewer places to get your Chinese favorites. I'm Chris Barnes.
The staff at USA Radio News wishes you and yours a Merry Christmas. For USA Radio, I'm John Hunt.